The Evolutionary Void by Peter F. Hamilton. Narrated by John Lee. Copyright 2010 by Peter F. Hamilton. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Peter F. Hamilton, care of Gardner Literary LLC, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. The starship had no name. It didn't have a serial number or even a mark. Only one of its kind had ever been built. As no more would ever be required, no designation was needed. It was simply the ship. It streaked through the substructure of space-time at 59 light-years an hour, the fastest anything built by humans had ever travelled. Navigation at that awesome velocity was by quantum interstice similarity interpretation, which determined the relative location of mass in the real universe beyond. This alleviated the use of crude HICE radar, or any other sensor that might possibly be detected. The extremely sophisticated ultra-drive that powered it might have reached even greater speeds if a considerable fraction of its phenomenal energy hadn't been used for fluctuation suppression. That meant there was no telltale distortion amid the quantum fields to betray its position to other starships that might wish to hunt it. As well as its formidable stealth ability, the ship was big, a fat ovoid, over 600 meters long and 200 meters across at the center. But its real advantage came from its armaments. There were weapons on board that could knock out half a dozen Commonwealth, Navy, Capital-class ships while barely stirring out of standby mode. The weapons had been verified only once. The ship had flown over 10,000 light-years from the Greater Commonwealth to test them, so as to avoid detection.